Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Go 24/7 podcast. Thanks for listening. We're going to go recruiting heavy to kick off your week on the podcast with a little bit of an interesting weekend going on across college football as visits are back. Not in the sense that prospects can go across the country and go on official visits or go even on unofficial visits, but much like a regular high school senior or junior or what have you, prospects are taking things into their own hands and visiting college campuses. I'm Billy Umbody, with me, Sonny Shipp. We're going to break this down, and I want to set the table for us as we get into this recruiting heavy podcast, and that is Mason Smith, the five-star defensive tackle out of Terrebonne in Louisiana. The number one prospect in Louisiana is still undecided, of course, on his recruitment, but he did get a chance to go over to Athens this weekend and check out the University of Georgia and kind of walk it and see it and lay eyes on it. And Oklahoma also had a big weekend on the recruiting trail as Caleb Williams, the five-star quarterback commitment for the Sooners, brought basically a bunch of uncommitted prospects with him to Norman. He and his dad kind of set this up, called it the Sooner Summit. And a few LSU targets were on campus with him this weekend. Five-star offensive tackle Tristan Lay, five-star running back Kamar Wheaton, four-star offensive tackle Savion Bird, and a few others were all in Norman. And Sonny, I talked to Ed Ogeron and I asked him on Tuesday during his press conference, I said, what is your read on college football right now with some of these player-led visits? He, of course, didn't want to talk about specific schools, but said it seems to be pushing the limits right now. I guess, what was your take from this weekend? This one in Oklahoma especially was a big deal for the Sooners, but it does seem like there's kind of a dicey situation here for the NCAA to have to monitor.
Yeah, first thing first of all, Bill, you know, you mentioned that you asked Ed Orgeron that question. And for anyone who would read a transcript from that Zoom call, they wouldn't think that he paid too much attention to it, but his face told a completely different story. You Yep. could just see that. You could just see the angst in his face. You could see the displeasure with it, because it doesn't really make a ton of sense when you consider the fact that, okay, the NCAA has the dead period going on. Many of these campuses around the country are tussling with the decision of whether or not to have kids on campus, whether or not to do everything all virtual. And even though this trip was organized by the recruits and by the families themselves, I mean, come on. Let's not play stupid here and think that this was not in any kind of coordination with the college staffs. You know, there's limitations as far as what they can do. They can't host the kids. They, you know, really are not even supposed to be able to meet with them and stuff. But I mean, come on. Oklahoma had the video board lit up with Oklahoma and Texas playing in the background, had the stadium open and everything. So it's a very dicey situation. And I'm kind of shocked that Lincoln Riley would allow something like this to take place, in the sense that, you know, he has been one of the one of the most outspoken coaches as far as whether or not they should be having summer workouts, whether or not it was too soon because of the spread of COVID-19 and so forth. And so, you know, if he's truly that concerned, then you would think that he would say, hey guys, you know, I don't think this is a great time to come and do this, because let's face it, Norman is not Destin, Florida. It's not LA. It's not these places that you're just, you know, it's not on many people's bucket list to take a trip to Norman, Oklahoma in August when the Sooners aren't playing. You know, so it's a, I think it's something that it's only going to take one incident. It's going to take one incident of someone contracting, you know, COVID-19, of, you know, someone in the family, anything like that, for this to go from seeming like a good idea of getting these kids on campus to all of a sudden being a very, very bad idea.
Yeah, and you're exactly right. I get it from the prospect's perspective. You finally want to try and see what you haven't seen, maybe, if you're, you know, a certain player who hasn't been to Oklahoma or whatever. But, you know, Kamar Wheaton's been to OU. Savion Byrd has been up there. Tristan Lay, I don't think he's been up there. So I get it from that perspective. And, oh, by the way, as we kind of take stock into what this means, Tristan Lee and his family, great scoop by our Steve Wiltfong, they're booking their trip to LSU. So they're going to do the same at LSU. And Ed Ogeron was kind of – he said, look, we're not encouraging it right now. And he said that's just not kind of a thing. It's a dicey situation. And now you can debate whether OU's stadium is open or not. I know Florida's is a stadium that is open all the time, and it's kind of easier to get to. I know Texas's is very difficult to get into. So, I mean, there's kind of all this different, you know, juggling of, well, who's right, who's wrong, what's the NCAA going to do? It's going to be very interesting because this was basically, especially the Oklahoma one, was basically an official visit type of weekend. And I credit the Williams family for putting it together. You know, that's a leader in a quarterback class. And now LSU, you know, with Tristan Lee setting up a visit, he's going to try to see as much of Baton Rouge as he can. So that will be on the docket soon for him. And that's a big chance for Ed Ogeron and his staff. I know they can't visit with him, but Baton Rouge has a way of kind of impressing people. You get some food in them. You see the size of Tiger Stadium. You can lay eyes at least on the new football ops building from outside of it, I guess. I mean, where's the line drawn on this? It's an interesting thing that Tristan Lee and, you know, his family are doing now and taking their visits into their own hands, which is great. But it will be something very interesting to monitor. Kamar Wheaton, who is a 5-star running back up at Oklahoma this weekend, he released his top three, and it ended up being Oklahoma, Alabama, and LSU. The Sooners have the crystal ball lead right now. That one will be an interesting one to follow because he is very low-key, and he really hasn't ever named favorites. We heard some Texas buzz at times in his recruitment. We heard OU. We've heard LSU, SMU, and Alabama now enters his top three. And so it is a weird recruitment, but LSU and Alabama, I'm going to say this, don't sleep on LSU and Alabama for Kamar Wheaton, because they've done a really good job recruiting him. LSU had him on an actual visit just before COVID shut everything down. And Alabama, they haven't had him on campus in quite some time, from what I understand. But, you know, the Crimson Tide have done a good job recruiting him as well. Oklahoma probably has the most buzz right now with his recruitment. But as that one drags out, that's one to watch for LSU as they look for a second running back in this class. And I can assure you that after a weekend at Oklahoma, Ed Ogeron and his staff are going to make it really difficult for Kamar Wheaton to say no to them. And same with Alabama. I'm sure they want to try and create some buzz of their own.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I don't think you can sleep on either of those two SEC schools. And, you know, I wonder, and this is just me kind of spitballing here, but I wonder how much success you know, the Sooner Summit turns out to be, you know, because one thing that Shay Dixon mentioned on the, on our board was that Tristan Lay, while he was on that visit to Oklahoma, he stayed in contact with the LSU staff. He didn't try to hide the fact that he was going. He, you know, kept the lines of communication open while he was on that visit and everything. And so for them to not really come out of this with a, you know, make it with a big splash, pulling in a bunch, you know, several commits or anything like that. And obviously that could happen, but, you know, it just kind of makes me wonder that if, you know, if you get these kids on campus, you get their parents on campus, But if the staff is not able to, quote unquote, wine and dine them, is not able to give them that personal touch, does it just, you know, does it take some of the luster off of the visit? You know, I think that's going to be something to kind of follow. Because let's face it, you know, you go and you can walk around campus, you can go eat at a couple of places here and there and stuff. But, you know, we're talking late August in Norman, Oklahoma, you know, when you've got the heat and you've got everything going on, you're not meeting with professors, you're not walking through and checking out, you know, all of the facilities and stuff. And so I just wonder in the grand scheme of things, if, you know, if some of these kids take a visit here and then they don't get the whole football experience, and then they look at it and say, well, maybe Norman's really not for me.
Yeah, and I'm with you. And now, you know, the Athens is a great college town. You get around that, and that's one where, you know, for the most part, people love to go to Athens. I would feel like. I haven't been there, but that's what I've heard from most people. There's cool breweries and all that. Now, you know, that's not for a high school, you know, senior, but a lot of these parents, they want stuff like that. And, you know, that group that went to Norman, they stayed in Oklahoma City and then drove over to Norman. So I think that's something to kind of take note. We'll see how it all ends up panning out. I think, like we said, Kamar Wheaton has the Sooners as the crystal ball favorite right now. Savion Byrd and for OU, SMU are kind of battling that out. LSU's trying to get him to visit, and at least, you know, they want him to see LSU before he makes his decision at some point, because he hasn't. And now with Tristan Lee, he'll be heading down to LSU at some point, and LSU's starting to take over the crystal ball lead for him. So it'll be quite the storyline as the fall unfolds. But, Sonny, there's two big decisions coming down the pipeline now this week with Thomas Vadone, the number one tight end in the country, and Nathaniel Wiggins, a top 100 overall prospect in the country. Thomas is set to announce his commitment on Wednesday and doesn't appear to be LSU. It looks like it's going to be Nebraska, just edging out the Tigers on this one. And then Nathaniel Wiggins, LSU has the commanding crystal ball lead. His decision is on Friday. And I tell you what about Wiggins. He is a really talented player who has risen up the rankings for good reason this year.
Yeah, he's risen up the rankings. And, you know, Ed Orgeron, when he met with the media Tuesday on his Zoom call, he kind of dropped a little nugget in there that caught a bunch of us by surprise, saying that LSU is still combing the country looking for another transfer cornerback that could step in and that could play this year. And so, you know, that tells you right there that obviously with Kerry Vincent opting out of the season to prepare for the NFL draft, that left a void there, you know, at nickel. Cordell Flott could slide over there. He could also play on the outside. But I think I think that's a situation that tells you that they feel like that they need a little bit of experience and immediate help now. But when you look at Nathaniel Wiggins, you know, he's going to be walking into – I think he's going to be walking into a situation at LSU to where I don't expect this to be a very cornerback-heavy class. The last two signing classes, they signed three corners in each class. And then, you know, I could see him, you know, at the end of the day, I would not be surprised at all if he was the lone quote-unquote cornerback in this class, just from the standpoint of, you know, Sage Ryan, who we both feel is a heavy LSU lean. He's the number one safety in the country. To me, I think he is a perfect candidate, just like Kerry Vincent, to play nickel, to play safety. I also think he could play on the outside at cornerback. But I would not be surprised to see Wiggins as the only pure cornerback in this class with safety such a huge need.
I'm with you as well, and you look at the versatility of Sage Ryan. They do get him on board, which we feel really good about our crystal balls there. He can fit into that corner spot, but he's also somebody that could play safety, he can play nickel. Nathaniel Wiggins is somebody that a lot of programs really, really love. And so I think it's you go all out and you try to land JaQuincy McKinstry out of Alabama and try to pull a rabbit out of your hat in a way. And then if not, you have Nathaniel Wiggins if he does indeed commit to LSU. And that would be just as good of a pickup for Ed Orgeron to really just sit there and say, okay, feel good about the direction of the corner room with these young guys that are going to get to play a lot this year, like you mentioned, without Kerry Vincent in the lineup. And then Nathaniel Wiggins, he's kind of next guy up, and you hopefully end up getting somebody like Sage Ryan as well, who has that versatility. So could be a big end of the week for LSU, as everybody in Baton Rouge and kind of the South Louisiana area and Panhandle and everything like that will be kind of batten down for the second storm of this week. And we'll be tracking it still, hopefully, fingers crossed, we have power and everything like that. But Sonny, you stay safe for that storm coming up.
Yeah, you too, Wild Bill. I think we're going to, you know, a couple of days ago, it looked like you had Marco supposed to kind of come right up, you know, not far off of New Orleans from where I live. And then Laura was supposed to do the same thing. And Marco threw a curveball to every meteorologist out there and went totally rogue on him and ended up going into the, you know, up along the Panhandle. And then now it looks like Laura, you know, is going to kind of comb that Texas-Louisiana border. So prayers for everyone in those areas. You know, hopefully it's not as bad as it seems like it could be. And just hope everybody stays safe and, you know, and riding that thing out.
Yeah, well said, Sonny Money. And with that, guys, we're going to wrap up this edition of the podcast. We want to get you guys this out, kind of set the table for what could be a big recruiting week for LSU at the end of the week, at least. And a quick reminder, guys, it's the end of the month, and our 50% off annual subscription sale is ending. So definitely get in on that. We've had VIP tidbits just about every day from our sources on the inside of the fence. We haven't been able to be inside practice smartly, really, for LSU trying to keep their guys safe. So if you want the inside news on what's going on, feel free to throw us a subscription and try us out and see how it is for just a few bucks, really spread out over the course of a year each month. So try that out, and also leave us a rating, leave us a review, and please subscribe to the Go 24/7 podcast. Hope everybody has a great rest of the week. Stay safe. We'll be back at you with another podcast later this week as LSU continues fall camp preparations and the season opener just about a month away now. So hope everybody has a great rest of the week, and thanks for listening.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.